If I worked at Starbucks, instead of writing people's names on their coffee cup, I'd write the following. One day, you and everyone you love will die, and beyond a small group of people for an extremely brief period of time, little of what you say or do will ever matter. This is the uncomfortable truth of life, and everything you think or do is but an elaborate avoidance of it. We are inconsequential cosmic dust, bumping and milling about on a tiny blue speck. We imagine our own importance. We invent our purpose. We are nothing. Enjoy your coffee. I'd have to write it in really tiny lettering, of course, and it'd take a while to write, meaning the line of morning rush hour customers would be backed out the door. Not exactly stellar customer service, either. This is probably just one of the reasons why I'm not employable. But seriously, how could you tell someone in good conscience to have a nice day while knowing that all their thoughts and motivations stem from a never-ending need to avoid the inherent meaninglessness of human existence? Because in the infinite expanse of space/time, the universe does not care whether your mother's hip replacement goes well, or your kids attend college, or your boss thinks you made a bitching spreadsheet. It doesn't care if the Democrats or the Republicans win the presidential election. It doesn't care if a celebrity gets caught doing cocaine while furiously masturbating in an airport bathroom. Again. It doesn't care if the forests burn, or the ice melts, or the waters rise, or the air simmers, or we all get vaporized by a superior alien race. You care. You care, and you desperately convince yourself that because you care, it all must have some great cosmic meaning behind it. You care because, deep down, you need to feel that sense of importance in order to avoid the uncomfortable truth, to avoid the incomprehensibility of your existence, to avoid being crushed by the weight of your own material insignificance. And you, like me, like everyone, then project that imagined sense of importance onto the world around you because it gives you hope. Is it too early to have this conversation? Here. Have another coffee. I even made a winky smiley face with the steamed milk. Isn't it cute? I'll wait while you Instagram it. Okay, where were we? Oh yeah, the incomprehensibility of your existence. Right. Now, you might be thinking, well, Mark, I believe we're all here for a reason, and nothing is a coincidence, and everyone matters because all our actions affect somebody. And even if we can help one person, then it's still worth it, right? Now, aren't you just as cute as a button? See, that's your hope talking. That's a story your mind spins to make it worth waking up in the morning. Something needs to matter because without something mattering, then there's no reason to go on living. And some form of simple altruism or a reduction in suffering is always our mind's go-to for making it feel like it's worth doing anything. Our psyche needs hope to survive the way a fish needs water. Hope is the fuel for our mental engine. It's the butter on our biscuit. It's a lot of really cheesy metaphors. Without hope, your whole mental apparatus will stall out or starve. If we don't believe there's any hope that the future will be better than the present, that our lives will improve in some way, then we spiritually die. After all, if there's no hope of things ever being better, then why live? Why do anything?